Now, in Martin Luther's introduction to Paul's letter to the Romans, right? It's a German Bible that was written or translated in 1522. Luther says this: faith is God's work in us that changes us and gives new birth from God. Now, he doesn't just say that on his own. He quotes John chapter 1, verse 13. We are born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So if you thought that mommies and daddies had something to do with children on the earth, we all maybe had that talk, which, by the way, used to be in P7, and now it's happening earlier and earlier in your children's life, in school, in your grandchildren's life, in school, in your great-grandchildren's lives. It's happened earlier and earlier. But we all had that talk. But the scripture tells us it's not blood or the will of the flesh because, well, you know what kids get up to. Young people can't, you know, it's good that they're married. Although in most cases, maybe we're not fighting that fight anymore as a culture. Do you have to be married to make babies? Right? We know it works even if you're not. It's not the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. I think it's time for us to have children. We have a 5-year plan. We've been married and we've done our stuff. Now let's have babies. That is not it. People are born of God. That's what the scripture tells us about that. Do you believe what the scripture says compared to what the world says? Because we know the natural way that babies come on the earth, but we're talking about the will of God here. Luther continues, faith is a living, bold trust in God's grace. Isn't that a wonderful sentence? So certain of God's favor that it would risk death 1,000 times trusting in it. We don't have to face death, do we, in this culture? You face embarrassment or you face a 52-comment tirade on Facebook if you say something in faith. Such confidence and knowledge of God's grace makes you happy. Are you happy because you have faith? Joyful and bold in your relationship to God and all creatures. The Holy Spirit makes this happen through faith. Is your life different because of your faith? Luther believes it should be. Because of it, you freely, willingly, and joyfully do good to everyone. Serve everyone, suffer all kinds of things. Love and praise the God who has shown you such grace. That's a wonderful faith. He continues, it's impossible to separate faith and works, as impossible as it is to separate heat and light from fire. Isn't that interesting? So if you have faith, if there is grace in your life, it's going to show. There will be the way that you live your life that shows it, the same way that if the sun is out, you might break a sweat if you're in the sun. You might see more colors on a bright, beautiful day. Therefore, watch out for your own false ideas, Martin Luther tells us, and guard against good-for-nothing gossips who think they're smart enough to define faith and works, but really are the greatest of fools. Ask God to work faith in you, or you will remain forever without faith, no matter what you wish or say or can do. How about that? Ask God to work faith in you, or you will remain forever without faith, no matter what you wish or say or can do. Because we're born not of blood or flesh or the will of man, but of God.